This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Brian Papoon. Columbia's Enhanced Enterprise Zone Advising Board considered options for reducing the blight zone in Columbia today. KBIA's Sarah Radel has more.
The program gives tax credits to businesses locating or expanding within the zone. The board voted to remove six areas of town from the map last Friday. Today, members of the board considered removing either Business Loop in the downtown commercial district or MU's Research Park, Discovery Ridge, and an area south of town. Director of the district, Carrie Gartner, says removing Business Loop in the downtown commercial district would be a mistake.
The whole purpose of the EEZ is to create jobs. And really, so many of the jobs, particularly in creative, consulting, computer industries, are downtown.
The next advisory board meeting is tentatively scheduled for April 5th at 7 p.m., and the board will vote on the removal of additional parts of town. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.
Walmart Incorporated agreed to pay $1.25 million to settle claims over a Southwest Missouri contractor's disposal of unsold products, including charcoal, potting soil, herbicides, and pesticides. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster announced the settlement Friday. He says the now-defunct contractor lacked the necessary permit for treating, storing, or disposing of hazardous waste. Under the settlement, Walmart will pay about $214,000 in civil penalties and more than $1 million to sponsor pesticide collection events in rural Missouri. A lawsuit seeking to block a proposed constitutional amendment regarding voter identification in Missouri was heard Friday in Jefferson City. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin was there.
The ballot measure was passed last year by the General Assembly and is scheduled to go before Missouri voters in November. If approved, it would clear the way for lawmakers to pass enabling legislation to require voters to show photo IDs at the polls. Tony Rothard is an attorney with the ACLU. He calls the ballot measure misleading.
Most blatantly, the summary statement that appears on the ballot would ask voters, shall we adopt the Voter Protection Act? There's no such thing as the Voter Protection Act.
GOP Senator Bill Stoffer, who sponsored the ballot measure last year, says the phrase Voter Protection Act is just a title added on by the House and that he's open to changing it. Cole County Judge Patricia Joyce will rule on the case later. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia's Parks and Recreation Committee wants suggestions from residents about new outdoor and indoor activities in the city. At a meeting last night, the committee gave residents a variety of options to choose from that would influence the final proposal. Committee spokesperson Michael Griggs says public input is crucial for projects like these.
We don't ever create anything in a vacuum. Everything goes through multiple public hearings, meetings, and such like that. So this is just another step and already about a year's worth of planning.
Possibilities include a new dog park, a playground, a biking trail, and even a new indoor skating rink. The committee says once it has enough public feedback, it will submit a proposal to the city and request for funding. Depending on which project citizens choose, the committee says the completion date will vary from as early as this summer to as late as 2015. Governor Jay Nixon vetoed House Bill 1219 today. The bill lessened the protection of corporate whistleblowers. Advocates for the bill say the bill was designed to bring state law into line with federal law. But State Representative Bart Corman says Governor Nixon already vetoed a bill dealing with employment discrimination.
He vetoed a similar bill last year, so it's not an overly surprise. I don't know what his reasons were, but on a lot of bills, he really doesn't have much input in the bill until it gets to his desk.
Several groups, including the Missouri AFL-CIO organization, were pleased to see Governor Nixon veto the bill. State Representative Mary Still of Columbia says the veto was appropriate. Representative Corman, however, says to expect both of these bills to be introduced in future sessions. For KBIA News, I'm Brian Papoon.